bass season is now open across the province. And even though these little green fish have received celebrity status south of the border, in Ontario, the walleye still holds the crown as the most popular game species. Whether you enjoy fried bass for dinner or have an affinity for the competitive aspect of bass fishing, it is truly nice to see summer has finally arrived and the bass are once again biting.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Bill C-42, the Common Sense Firearms Licensing Act, has reached royal assent, and what this means to you. Robert Huber, president of the Thames River Anglers Association, joins us to explain why more than 5,000 people have petitioned to decommission the Springbank Dam in London, Ontario. Mike Miller from Angler Hunter TV is in studio to chat about his Ontario spring bear hunt and the end of this pilot hunt in Ontario. Plus, the win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join.
today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE Stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. The OFAH commends the passing of Bill C-42. On June 18th, Bill C-42, the Common Sense Firearms Licensing Act, received royal assent, officially enacting legislation that amends the Firearms Act and Criminal Code in Canada. Effective immediately, the following legislation amendments come into force. Classroom participation in firearm safety training will be mandatory for first-time applicants. Discretionary authority of chief firearms officers will be subject to the regulations. Strengthen the criminal code provisions relating to orders prohibiting the possession of firearms where a person is convicted of an offense involving domestic violence. Provide the governor in council with authority to prescribe firearms to be non-restricted or restricted based on independent expert advice. Other legislative amendments will be put into place on the date fixed in the order in council. The elimination of the possession only or POL license. All existing POLs will be converted to possession and acquisition licenses or PALs. The creation of a 6-month grace period at the end of a 5-year license period to stop people from immediately becoming criminalized for paperwork delays involving license renewals. Authorizations to transport will become a condition of a license to end the needless paperwork currently required. Sharing of firearms import information when restricted and prohibited firearms are imported into Canada through business. The OFAH fully supports the passing of the bill and congratulates the federal government for its commitment to the firearms community across the country. With the passage of Bill C-42, the Common Sense Firearms Act, the Harper government has demonstrated again its commitment to the firearms community in Canada and lived up to its promise to remove or reduce red tape and unnecessary regulations and restrictions on legal, trained, law-abiding firearm owners, said Greg Ferrant, the manager of government affairs and policy for the OFAH. The legislation is a good mix of common sense firearms policies and measures to enhance public safety. With more than 100,000 members, subscribers and supporters, and 725 member clubs, the OFAH is the largest nonprofit fish and wildlife conservation-based organization in Ontario. For more information, visit www.ofah.org or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
A dam issue in London with the president of the Thames River Anglers Association, Robert Huber, after these important messages from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. The Springbank Dam in London, Ontario was built in 1930 as a recreational structure. In the year 2000, the dam was damaged by flooding. And by 2006, the city had approved $6.8 million to repair it. A growing petition from concerned citizens is now calling for the Springbank Dam to be decommissioned.
So I was reading the London Free Press this morning, a headline in here, more than 5,000 people have petitioned the city to decommission the Springbank Dam in London. So with me today from the Thames River Anglers Association is President Robert Huber. Robert, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thanks a lot.
So it looks like the Springbank Dam has caused some issues in the past. It looks like, how about you give us a little chronology from the, you know, the beginnings of it and where we're at today?
Yeah, well, the original Springbank Dam structure was built back in the 1930s. It was only ever built to serve recreational purposes. So there was London rowing clubs, different groups that wanted to be able to use the river to row back and forth within a kind of an impounded or pond reservoir type, you know, space. And so they built this dam to allow for that. It's not actually for the purpose of flood control or hydroelectric purpose. It is strictly a recreational dam. It's existed for quite a while since then. I think that's almost like 80 years. And then there was a flood in 2000. And as a result of erosion of the south bank, it damaged the structure itself. And there was an emergency session to figure out how to repair or do whatever they had to do to the dam. Our club has been around since 1986. And along with members of the OFAH, we actually were part of the Science and Engineering Technical Committee that was consulted in trying to figure out what to do with the busted dam.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and the dam itself, at that point, the city made the decision that they were going to, in fact, repair the dam. However, based on our consultation and that, they made some commitments in terms of making sure that it didn't negatively impact fish migration. They were going to have some studies done on the you know, how fish move through the structure, and potentially looking at a fishway or decommissioning if it had a negative impact on native fish species, right?
Right.
So they built the dam, and the first time that they tried to operate it, it broke. It basically had one shot, and it failed. And they used some hydraulic equipment to lower the door down, and it has sat unoperational for the last 8 years.
Okay.
Our club obviously didn't want the dam there in the first place. We were thrilled to see it fail.
Yeah.
because it meant that the river was going to stay open as long as it took a four-way lawsuit to be completed. So the Upper Thames River Conservation Authority operates the dam. The city owns it. And, of course, the engineering companies and the companies that built it are all involved in this lawsuit. It's a messy situation.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we elected a new mayor in London, and part of his platform that he decided to put a flag on was that he was going to get the dam fixed. And this spring, they set a court date for next January to finally settle that lawsuit itself. Obviously, our club is well connected to the issue, and right away started asking about whether or not there was appropriate permits, and environmental assessments, and other things in place to be able to do any sort of work on it, because, you know, that time has already passed, and we've now been thrust into the opportunity of really talking with some of our new counselors and different people within the city to say, do we really even need to fix it at all? Could we just actually decommission the dam altogether and let the Thames River run free as it has for the last 8 years?
Right. And yeah, and obviously this is going to have some sort of an impact on the ecosystem itself. Have you noticed since it's broke any differences, like you kind of alluded to that, but, you know, kind of a then and now.
Yeah. Well, the way that it was operated before, it would be open during the late fall, winter, and early spring, and then the doors would close in May and stay closed until the fall, right? And at least before they put in the dam that broke. That means that, you know, your system, your river is actually dying and trying to become alive again over and over again, year after year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you notice is that the riparian shoreline along the river reclaimed itself.
And
so
this
means in some cases where people think the shoreline was isn't there anymore. It's different. What you also notice is that the water itself is far cleaner than it ever was before. It's you can wade in it, you can canoe in it, you can walk it. Like I walk wade without waders in it all the time. And the fishing, the quality of the fishing in the river has never been better.
Okay.
You know, many people say in their lifetime of fishing the Thames, it's better than it's ever been in terms of the range of species that you can target,
mm-hmm.
And the quality of the fishery itself, like how long into the active seasons that we have that you can go in and target fish in it. So,
okay, so yeah. So all I mean, good. Probably by the sounds of it, and from what the research is showing, is it's a good thing if it isn't there at all. But so where do we go from here?
Well, you know, there's a few different things that we have to look at. One is how do we convince the city council to potentially, as a majority, reconsider the decision to repair it and, in fact, look at it and say, what if we were just to not repair it and take the doors off it and just let it be? It's hard to convince people sometimes that when something breaks, not to fix it. It's just a general perception thing, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, we're now a lot of people in London who aren't fishermen and aren't rowers. People that just run and jog along the river or just have lived here their whole life are now speaking up and saying, you know, we're better off without this. And so I think in order to change our council, who are elected representatives of our wards,
right,
to change their position on it, we have to also show that their own, the people that voted them into office have also changed their perception on this. And this is something that's happening all over North America. There's fantastic stories coming out about different river systems that have massive dams on them. They're tearing them down every year.
Right, right.
When they do, the salmon, the trout, the walleye, and all these different, you know, fish that normally couldn't make it past a certain point are going back to their native spawning beds that they perhaps haven't even touched in, you know, in decades. And in many cases, the whole reason that there was hatcheries in place was to actually move fish around dams. And they're finding out that once they open up those rivers, they don't even need the hatcheries to do that anymore because the fish, they reclaim those waters pretty quickly.
We will return with Robert Huber and his dam petition after these important messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
You're listening to my chat with the president of the Thames River Anglers Association, Robert Huber, about the failure of the Springbank Dam.
It's interesting. Interesting you mentioned that, because I was talking with one of our club members down in Bowmanville, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but we had something called the Vanstone Mill, which about the same time in the 2000 area, it was completely blown out by a storm. And since that time, the reproducing rainbow trout and salmon in the river have skyrocketed, and they monitor this. They actually monitor it at a fishway, and they can they can tell because the fish have no fin clips that they're reproducing successfully. So a real opportunity, I would say, here for London to kind of lead the way with a model that's starting to take off.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity where our city can actually put their name on the map as being, if we're truly an environmentally sensitive neighborhood, that making a decision like this, if we're going to put all this attention on the Thames River and the Forks and what it is, it's a designated National Heritage River. And if we really want to show that we respect it, then sometimes you got to make some tough decisions that say it's more important to protect it than it is to alter it for, you know, the gain of just a small part of the community, right?
Absolutely. And now, just recently, I guess it was about a week ago, we had the screening of Damnation. It's a 2014 documentary about what happens to rivers when they're dammed and what happens when the dams are removed. Is there an opportunity for our listeners to actually view this?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. That was actually how I came across it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can watch a lot of documentaries on Netflix, and I do. I consume an unreasonable amount of documentaries.
Well, the price is right.
Yeah, true. It was one of the first movies where I ever watched a movie, and the next day picked up the phone and called the producer and said, I got to talk to you about something. And immediately after speaking to them, they put us in contact with the Canadian Distribution Company in Toronto, arranged the screening itself here in London at the London Public Library, which is a phenomenal facility for it. We had other clubs. The Western Ontario Fish and Game Club has been supporting us, the Forest City Fly Fishing Club. We have a lot of people who are part of the OFH that have given us guidance on how we should handle things like the petitions and that.
Right.
It's been a really, really great experience just even going through the process of trying to create exposure and get solid information out there for people to look at and make their own decisions on this, right?
That's awesome. Now, for our listeners who want to have a look at this petition, perhaps maybe want to sign it and support the Thames River Anglers Association in their efforts, how would they find the petition? How would they find more information on this, and how could they get involved?
Yeah, there is. There's a site called Go Petition, which allows organizations like ours to set these up. If you go on there, it'll come up pretty high in terms of environmental ones that are currently active. Or you can just go on Google and search for Springbank Dam Petition, and it'll pop up in terms of something recent. It's really neat because you can look at where everyone signs from, like geographically speaking. And right now, 90 to 95% of all the people that are signing it are from the London area, and a lot of people downstream, like further down the Thames River in the Chatham region and Delaware, and places where our decisions in the city actually affect their own backyards and their fisheries and their drinking water in some cases.
Right.
And the other thing is that this dam was paid for. A third of the money that was used in the first place was provincial money. And so logically speaking, anybody who's in Ontario that cares about our watersheds and our rivers and the decisions we're making should have an invested interest in the outcome of what we do with this. You also, if you follow the news right now, there's a second reading of the Great Lakes Protection Act that just went through.
Mm-hmm.
And our local, I guess, provincial members of parliament have been debating it. There actually hasn't been much debate. Everybody seems to be in consensus that this is a much-needed bill to protect the Great Lakes and the fisheries and the water itself. And I personally, and I think there's actually been some good articles to support it, showing that damming rivers and having all these phosphorus and E. coli and things like that build up and then dumping it into the lakes is part of the reason why we have algae blooms in Lake Erie and Lake St. Clair that are skyrocketing. And so I think we need to make some decisions in terms of how we work with the rivers that are, in fact, feeding the water into those lakes. But that's how you solve the problem.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Reconstructing the ecosystem the way it is meant to be, and it'll take care of itself. And for all of our listeners, show some support to the Thames River Anglers Association or your local association. If you have any concerns, for sure, give me a call.
And yeah, our website's anglers.org.
Okay.
And they can find out more about the Thames River Anglers and the kind of work that we do in the area. And obviously check out the petition online. And if anybody ever has questions, they're always welcome to reach out to us.
Yeah, or even any of you like myself who've ever fished around a dam before. There's some really great information here.
Well, yeah, if you're coming to London and you just want to know a good place to go and fish, you can always reach out to us as well. We're more than happy to point you in the right direction. So.
Yeah, go fish right by that dam, eh, Robert?
Yeah, it'll be. We'll see how it changes if we get those doors ripped off of it finally. but there's lots of other... I mean, the Thames River is a world-class walleye fishery. It's a phenomenal walleye fishery.
It really is, and it has been forever.
I personally love fishing it. I love fishing it in the canoe. Some of my best memories have been with my own kids, my nephews out fishing for walleye and pike and bass, on the Thames River, and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for your efforts and your club's efforts as well, and certainly the OFH is here in your efforts as well. So.
We certainly appreciate you guys helping us get the word out.
Yeah, not a problem at all. And you know what? Let's keep in touch and keep me updated, and we'll keep our listeners updated.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Mike Miller from Angler and Hunter TV is in studio to chat about his Ontario spring bear hunting experience and the ending of the pilot season after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Upon arriving at my cottage in Minden, Ontario this spring, I was shocked to see the door had been forced open. At first, I assumed it was a break and enter, but I soon realized this was not the case. The door was forced open on the hinge side, breaking a 2x6 jam into four pieces. The steel door had scratches all over it, and the tracks on the ground confirmed that the perpetrator was a black bear. Judging by the evidence, I would say a young bear, maybe 100 pounds. Man, they're strong.
Mike, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better.
So we had our final year of the spring bear pilot hunt, and obviously you were out hunting. How did you make out?
Well, you know what? You just reminded me that it is a pilot hunt.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Two short years.
Yep, two short years. They went by fast.
Well, I tell you what, I had the privilege of taking part in both seasons, last year and this year, and from my perspective, I was in Thunder Bay, pretty far north.
Okay.
The bear to human ratio is probably a little in the bear's favor.
Yeah.
But in all my life, I've never seen so many bears across the province. Yeah. Than I have in the last two springs. So, on a side note, the bear population is thriving. And, a wise biologist once told me that, if you have bear encounters in areas where they never really occurred before, that's a sign of an expanding population. And, over the past month alone, from Ottawa to Newmarket, Orillia, all these urban areas in southern Ontario are encountering a lot of black bears. It's a sign of the times. So I hope this pilot project is revisited and they do something with it. Because from a hunting standpoint, I had two of the most exciting hunts I've had in probably the last 10-15 years of my life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, last year, you recall, we took a nice bear over a bait. We saw some sows and cubs. We had a lot of good bear encounters. But this last hunt, first week of June, we went out. Wow. I've got to tell you, we had three sows with each two sets of cubs, so...
So they're doing good with them in the baby department.
Right, yeah. That's six young bears with three adults. And then we saw three or four juvenile bears, which is probably about a three-year-old or a two-and-a-half that's sort of just left the sow. And three adult bears that were massive.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at bears and think that the size of, a small car, but, probably a 300-pound bear or a 350-pound bear
That's a big bear.
Is a very big bear.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, there are 500- and 600-pounders out there, but they're not the norm. Glenn Rivard's son, Doug, in May, it dressed out about 330 pounds, but the head on this bear was definitely a Pope caliber bear, like a beautiful big head, gorgeous boar. And then we'd got up there, like I said, first week of June, and they had three baits running all about a kilometer and a half apart. And we would bait, 11 in the morning.
Okay.
And by 4 in the afternoon, the barrels were licked clean.
Wow. So lots of competition for the food then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And at any time of day, we had Wild Game Innovations trail cameras on all the baits. And we had, in a week, 729 pictures.
Wow.
Of bears.
That's a lot of bears.
Yeah. In like a week, right? It was just like, wow, the cards are just going off all day long, all night. Almost every 2 hours there was a bear at a bait.
Wow.
Over a 24-hour period. So
crazy.
And multiple bears sometimes. So, but we also got at each bait a picture of a real big black bear. We called it Sow Belly.
Because, okay.
it had this big flap of sort of loose skin in its around its belly and almost looked like a cow's udder.
Oh, really?
It drags on the ground, so the skin was kind of pink. And last year at the same baits, we had a bear that looked like he got his head stuck in a 45-gallon barrel. He was so fat.
Oh,
really? His front quarter would be in the barrel, and the back would be puffed up and stuck and bulging out of the rim of the barrel. So we saw there was a few big bears around. And then this year, this sow belly was there, and I was fortunate enough to encounter him on my third night in the stand. And made a great shot on him and got him. And,
nice, congrats.
You know, this sow belly, we called this bear sow belly because I was on the impression it was a sow, and that was sort of its, you know, when you see a pregnant a dog that has litters of pups every year, its stomach gets loose and it sort of has that uddery look to it, right?
Yeah.
But no, this was a big giant boar, and, probably... I would say probably if that loose skin in the fall got all filled up by fat, you know, fattening foods and all those wonderful things bears eat, that it would probably be over a 500-pound bear.
Wow, what a monster.
Yeah, awesome. Wow. Very exciting to shoot. And I shot it with the new Excalibur Micro 335, which is the smallest compact crossbow that they make.
Yeah, that's the new one.
Yeah, and wow. The bear didn't... this big bear ran about... I'd say 15 yards.
Wow, that's not far.
And it expired in less than 30 seconds.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wicked.
We will return with Mike Miller from Angler Hunter TV after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call. Toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Mike Miller from Angler and Hunter TV on spring bear hunting.
That's awesome.
But I can't say enough, like I said, you know, whether we are in the stand at 8 o'clock at night or it gets dark at about 10:30 up there, at any given time in that stand, there were bears around, you know, and, you know, a lot of people say, well, you're baiting them. It's not natural, but we're in the wilderness where we are.
Yeah.
Like, these bears aren't migrating from kilometers away because they smell food. These are local bears in that portion of the woods. So, you know, we had upwards of 15 bears in about a 3 kilometer area.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the math, right? How many square kilometers in Ontario?
Yeah.
You put 10 or 15 bears per square kilometer, all of a sudden.
It's not as easy as it looks. It's not as easy as it sounds. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, so
they're cautious animals, right?
Yeah, and they know they're partaking in this. They can smell human scent on the food.
Oh, well, at any given time, you'll see the show in 2016. It's a bit of a break between now and then, but you'll see how cautious bears are when they come into a bait. Like, they know that that's not a natural food source, and they know that they're not supposed to be there. And they go out of their way to make sure that they're not going to get to have a conflict. So you have to be pretty stealthy to harvest a bear.
Absolutely. You know, we all have our tricks that we have up our sleeves, but I don't know how many times I've brought people out hunting for bear and got some complaints. Well, geez, I hunted for 3 days. I never saw a bear.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way it is. They'll make big, wide circles around you. They'll listen for those footsteps. Most of the time, I find if I bring somebody back, I have to walk back to the cabin.
Right.
If I stay with them, they won't come in.
Yeah,
they know they're partaking in this. They,
yeah,
they realize that. So for anybody out there who's never hunted for bears before that think that this is just a cakewalk, it ain't. And we're talking about the pilot hunt, which, you know, obviously the government wants to see, you know, some results and some data, and I'm sure that they're working on that. But along with that, like you alluded to, in Newmarket, the police had to shoot a bear, and I mean, they had to. It was coming down out of a tree. This was, from what I could see, a fairly large bear, and it had become a problem. And also, like you'd said earlier, Mike, these bears, when they get to a certain age, they get pushed out of their range.
That's right. That's what happens. Yeah.
And they have to find. So with that being said, you know, local people, what do they got to say about this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The further north you go, the locals deal with bears differently. Like, I watched the news after the Newmarket's bear encounter, and the people in the neighborhood were up in arms that they had to kill this bear. But you know, a bear can travel a short distance very quickly, faster than you or I can ever run. Like, I think they could probably hit 55 kilometers an hour.
I was going to say 30 miles an hour
in a very short.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we've got footage of bears actually fighting when we're filming, and you don't want to mess with a black bear in any circumstances. So
mm-hmm.
If I was a police officer, I would dispatch a bear pretty
quickly.
You don't want to give it a chance, because it's they're a dangerous animal. They're not a raccoon. You know, in Newmarket made the front page news, but
in Thunder Bay, it's
everyday occurrence.
It's an occurrence.
And it happens, it's all the time up there. Like, you go to a gas station or to a restaurant and you talk to a waitress or anybody up there and they say, oh, we had a bear on the porch and there was a bear in the shed and one chased Timmy away from the bus stop. It's a common occurrence, but like I said, if their territory expands, we'll have problems in the future, right? So you have to manage that population, whether people like it or not.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like that. Whether they like it or not, and whether we like it or not, we're attached to nature.
We're caretakers.
We're part of this whole deal. You know, it's good to hear that the local people, you know, they're basically there for this.
Yeah, I mean, a bear's part of their everyday life. You know, where in the city, you'll hear people say, "Well, we're encroaching on their territory. It's our own fault. But I don't see any of those people putting their houses up for sale and moving out of that neighborhood because there's a bear there and saying, oh, I guess I'm encroaching on this bear's territory. Yeah. I shouldn't live here.
Yeah, unfortunately. And that all relates back to what I said earlier. We're part of nature. We all need the same things as the bears do. And something's got to die for all of us to live, right?
Yeah, and sound management is the best way, you know, and hunting offers that opportunity. So think about this, though. You know, as a hunter, when I drive anywhere, like I came back from Wawa last week, and on that drive I saw two dead moose, two sandhill cranes got hit by cars, and a bear that got hit by a car. And that's in one drive. So there's 6-7 animals in a 10-hour drive that were hit by cars into the ditch and wasted.
Yep.
That's not wildlife management.
No.
The people driving those cars they think, oh, it was an accident, so I'm just going to keep on carrying on.
Yeah.
But as a hunter, if you harvest an animal, we make use of it. So, I mean, the contrast is very different, but, you know, there's a lot of wasted wildlife on highways.
Sure, there is.
People don't even consider that they should think about before they start targeting hunters as sort of, people that I don't know what the word for it is.
Take
it for granted that, you know, while we're out there hunting animals for sport, well, we're not. It's a management tool, and it's effective. So
yeah, so bring back the spring bear hunt in its entirety. It's good. It's ecologically sound.
Yep.
There's no reason to not have it in the first place. And you're going to sell a bunch of licenses too, so that you can.
There's a lot of,
you know, you'll have a lot some
of
revenues.
There's a lot of good revenues to be made, and you know, that's one less school bus or passenger car that's going to hit a bear, or one less bear that's going to show up in an area like Newmarket. So
that's right.
It's a sound way to do it. So if you're listening out there and you are a hunter, I suggest you start participating or at least let yourself be heard that you're for a spring bear hunt.
Absolutely. And congratulations again for that bear. That's great. Maybe we can get a picture of it up on Angler. And
yes, I got a few good shots, so we'll get a picture up there.
Flip me a shot of that, and we'll put it up on the website for the listeners. And there again, talk to your local MPP. Tell them that you want this spring bear hunt brought back and make your voice be heard, because here at the Federation, we're going to do the same. Thanks, Mike, for joining us.
Anytime.
The harvest of bear cubs and female bears accompanied by a cub is prohibited during the early season. We'll be right back with the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft Boat Package after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Last season, we gave you a chance to win my Yamaha Alumacraft boat package, and the response was overwhelming. So we are now accepting entries to win a B16 Alumacraft with F20 Yamaha and trailer valued at $10,130. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. Today's passcode, by the way, is efficiency. We will be giving another, yes, another cool Alumacraft Yamaha waterfowl package this summer. So stay tuned to Angler and Hunter Radio for more details. Canada celebrates its 148th birthday on Wednesday, and I'll be competing in a bass tournament where you can get your boat washed for free. That's right, free. The spread of aquatic invasive species by the recreational boating pathway is well documented. Over the last several years, the Invading Species Awareness Program has implemented various initiatives targeting recreational anglers and boaters to promote actions we can all take to help protect our aquatic environments. In 2015, their efforts have expanded to include a partnership with the tournament angling community to implement a tournament outreach project. Due to the frequency at which competitive fishing tournament anglers travel between watersheds, their actions at the launch are extremely important in preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species and preserving fishing opportunities across Ontario. The Clean Boats, Clean Tournaments project focuses on education and outreach to competitive tournament anglers with the overall goal of engaging anglers in best management practices to avoid the spread of aquatic invasive species. Between the months of May to August, they will be traveling to tournament weigh-ins in the Kawartha Lakes and Lake Simcoe watersheds to demonstrate the clean, drain, dry message and engage tournament anglers in the invasive species awareness and free boat inspection washing demonstrations. Whether you fish for bass, walleye, or whatever, do your part to keep our fishery great. Keep your boat clean and visit invadingspecies.com for more important information. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.